Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. It is June 7th, Election Day, and I am above and beyond the moon and back a couple of trips. I drank a Red Bull, and I did it again because our app is out. That's right. I have been promising it for a long time to you, and so far, it is fantastic. I've been pushing it all day. We've posted it on all of our social media, on our website. We have it everywhere. And oh my gosh, it is so great. I'm so excited to be able to get this to you. So head over to Eastern Sierra Now. You can find about 50 different things to click to download it. If you want to just go straight to the App Store, and this is just on iOS at this point, remember, it's not Android yet. It should be in a couple of days. We'll have Android. But for right now, as long as you have an iPhone, go to your app store, type in Eastern Sierra Now, boom, download. I've been getting stuff from so many people in the county, Chief Standridge, Supervisor Rozier. I've had multiple people in Mono call me about it, superintendents. I mean, it's been pretty great. So everybody is really loving this, and this is a very cool thing we have. Just the events calendar alone is going to change everything. Because imagine that. You don't have to go to Inyo Council for the Arts to find out for Milpon tickets, but then over to Facebook to check out Butthurt to understand where the new fishing tournament's going to be. All these things, one place. You can just find them there. That's going to change everything. Local news up to the minute. We'll get into that here in a second because that is what this podcast is. But dining reviews, everything you could possibly want in one place right there. Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. It is available today. And again, if you have an Android, just keep checking. It should be any minute. So that is fantastic. I couldn't be more excited, as you can tell. Let's move on to the news. The one thing I do want to say before we get going on anything is it is Election Day. Results are being counted right now. So on Eastern Sierra Now, on our app, on our website, everything, there is a primary election post where you can click on that. I will leave it on the featured spot. It's sticky in our news feed, which means it's always at the top, and it is featured on the app. So any of those places, or if you just click it on Facebook or whatever, just keep clicking that same one because I will be updating that exact same page every time new results are tallied. So I'll be watching it all night, Inyo and Mono both. So if you are interested in those, please make sure, if you are interested in those, please make sure you keep checking back with Eastern Sierra Now, which is your home for Inyo and Mono County election results. So it went off with like a hitch. I've heard nothing but good stuff so far about election things. I haven't seen any results yet, but I will keep posting on those, I promise. We're going to rush through this because I'm already running late because of everything else I've been doing. Eastern Sierra Pride, they sent out a thank you all, everyone, for helping us and making sure that this event went off like a hitch. I heard it was great. A lot of people really loved it, and they think it's something that is really cool and hopefully can happen again. So they did a wonderful job, and it's a big article. Go check it out. They link, tell the people they want to thank and all that. That's really great. I'm just not going to have time to read the whole thing. What else do we have here? So there was a burglary arrest in Lone Pine, and that was today. No, that was 2 days ago. The morning of 6-5, Inyo County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the 200 block of Whitney Portal for a possible burglary in progress. Deputies determined the suspect was inside of the residence and conducted a surround and call out. After the suspect's refusal to leave the residence, deputies made entry inside. Suspect Aaron Zuko was arrested without incident and charged with burglary, vandalism, being under the influence of a controlled substance, and for resisting, delaying, or obstructing a peace officer. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office would like to thank California Highway Patrol for their assistance with the incident. Crime doesn't pay. That's all you can say about that. So Bishop Union High School students excel in Trig Star competition. This one's pretty long. Let's try to get through it as fast as I can. April 27th, Bishop Union High School hosted the 22 Trig Star Competition, a contest based on the practical application of trigonometry. Sophomore Sam Wilson placed second overall in the state, achieved a perfect score of 100, and finished the test in 23 minutes 54 seconds. Wow, I couldn't do multiplication in 23 minutes and 54 seconds. Fastest time in the local competition at BUHS was Sam. His first place local win merited a cash prize of $150. Nice. His second place statewide finish, $500 scholarship from the California Land Surveyors Association. Good job, Mr. Wilson. Rounding out the local BUHS winners, junior Brandon Gardea finished in second place with a perfect score of 139 minutes and 16 seconds, earning $60. Junior Wyatt Schober and sophomore Ashley Fitt vied for third place, both scoring 94, with Wyatt finishing the exam just over a minute faster, with a time of 48 minutes 12 seconds, which prevailed over Ashley's impressive time of 49 minutes and 14 seconds. Third and fourth places were awarded $30 and $20. The TrigStar competition tests students' abilities to apply math to real-world situations and heightens the awareness of land surveying as a profession. The competition is sponsored by the National Society of Professional Surveyors, the California Land Surveyors Association, and Caltrans. The land surveying profession is the art, science, and technology of locating or determining, by measurement, the shape or size of any portion of the Earth's surface and representing these surveys on maps. In April of this year, Caltrans District 9 Senior Transportation Surveyor Serena Cagle gave a presentation introducing the land surveying profession and TrigStar competition to the Bishop Union High School math class led by Deidre Buchholz. This was the first time since 2019 the competition was held due to COVID-19. Funding for the local and statewide competition came from California Transportation Foundation, Land Surveyors Association, the National Society of Professional Surveyors, Caltrans District 9 Scholarship Club, and the Bishop Union High School Mathletes. That's pretty awesome. Good job, guys. I wish I was better at math. Even when I try, I'm not good. Like, as I'm waiting for the next story, I'll tell you the quick thing here. So when I graduated high school and was taking my college placement exams, I did all the tests, came in, and they said, okay, well, in English, we want to see if you would be willing to tutor other kids coming in. You have placed so high, you don't have to take another English course for college to graduate, whatever you choose to go in. So I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm a genius. And they're like, wait right there. They're like, okay, in math, you placed so low, you have to take 6 classes before you can take a class that actually counts towards college graduation. So I took back that genius quote real quick, and it has remained there to this day. I am not good at math at all. So anyway, I'm glad that there are people out there like these kids that are, because that's going to keep the world going round. Speaking of that, there is a question out there from the Inyo County supervisors, and just Inyo County in general. Should Inyo County raise its transient occupancy tax? The county is considering 2 possible ballot measures in November for voters to decide. 1, if the TOT or bed tax should be increased in the face of rising operating costs, or whether campgrounds and RV parks should be added to the TOT code. Get the facts on this issue, hear from your elected officials, and have your voice heard at the upcoming public meetings. Bishop is June 16th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Bishop Elks Lodge, and that's at 151 East Line Street. In Independence, June 20th, 12 to 1:30, and it's a brown bag lunch meeting. Bring your own lunch, please. Mount Williamson Motel and Base Camp, 515 South Edward Street. Lone Pine, June 21st, 4 to 5 p.m., Statham Hall, 138 North Jackson Street. In Tacopa, June 22nd, 3 to 4:30 p.m., Tacopa Community Center, 400 Tacopa Hot Springs Road. And in Big Pine, June 29th, 4 to 6 p.m., Big Pine Town Hall, 150 Dewey Street. Don't worry, you don't have to remember all of those. They are listed at Eastern Sierra Now, especially if you get the app. You can find them there real simple and easy. So that could be a big deal. That could put a lot of more money into certain hands and out of others. So definitely you're going to want to weigh in on that if you have interest in it. Did you know that the caboose from Laws is going to travel to Carson City at the end of the month? That's right. They have the Nevada State Railroad Museum will be holding the Great American Steam Up July 1st through 4th, and Laws Museum has been asked to participate by loaning the caboose to be pulled behind various narrow-gauge locomotives during the celebration. For details about the event, go to NSRM's website, The Great Western Steam Up, which is linked at Eastern Sierra Now. Number 401 will be leaving Laws early in the morning, June 25th, and returning July 8th. So that's pretty awesome. I love me some trains, man. I'm totally one of those dorks. I never thought I'd be able to say that, but yep, train dork. So I think that's everything we're going to go over today, guys. Just remember, the app is out. I've been promising it's here, and it is more than I could hope for. Head over to your app store, download it today, and or anywhere on ESN, you'll see it everywhere, trust me. And then for election results tonight, keep checking back with ESN. You'll be able to see the post all over the place. It says primary election Tuesday, June 7th results. Once you get in there, I will update those all night long. So just keep checking back, keep checking back. And hey, go get the app and do it that way. Then you don't even have to go on your computer. It's pretty simple. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.